Strains of Aretha Franklin filled the cold, cloudy skies under the West Seattle Bridge as port drivers gathered for a rally. That sentiment was echoed in chants and on banners and signs held by the ralliers. The port drivers say the cards are stacked against them when they make their two-mile treks between port cargo terminals and the rail yards where containers are loaded onto trains. Zacharias Abebe represents the newly formed Seattle Port Trucker Association, which has been working with the Teamsters Union.
We gather today to demand respect, fairness, and a safe working condition.
He says they made a video for Labor Secretary Hilda Solis and are demanding an investigation.
We're sending her a message that please, Secretary, come down to Seattle and see what's going on here.
Because they would need to change interstate commerce laws to enable the state law that passed out of the House in Olympia over the weekend. But opponents of the bill say it's unlikely to get past the Senate.
I think the solution here is enforcement, not changing the business model.
Larry Pursley is executive vice president of the longstanding Washington Trucking Association. He says the Washington State Patrol has recently certified 6 commercial vehicle inspectors in Seattle.
If they do their job along with the Washington State Patrol, the safety violations can be cleaned up in a very swift manner.
Pursley was speaking when the bill was introduced. He says those officers have been doing their jobs and the situation is improving. Other longtime truckers testified as well, saying the work as an independent is as good as it gets for drivers, and they're happy with it. The rallying truckers say they don't want to stop the momentum of the movement they've started. Aside from demanding to be reclassified as employees, they want the burden of maintaining the trailers they pull to be on the shippers, because right now, they say, many are still pulling unsafe loads through the streets of Seattle. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.